Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
405, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Monday afternoon. It's hot. And it's sticky. Fall was nice, wasn't it? It was two, three, almost 4 days we had last week. Gosh. Well, summertime in Central Virginia has returned. It is what it is. Sid Vicious has passed away. The wrestler, Sid Udy, is his real name, I suppose. Psycho Sid, Sid Justice, Sid Vicious. They came up with the name Sid Vicious back in the day because Sid Vicious, the punk rocker, was getting all sorts of news attention. It was smart, man. It was smart. And now, I hate to tell you, 63 years of age. Boy, oh boy. The older you get, the younger these folks get when you're looking at, so-and-so. Oh, I hate those conversations. Do you remember those first words, right? Do you remember? And then there's a name. They think, okay, they're either sick or they died. Right. That being said, we got good stuff coming up. I swear to you, Carl Carlson is going to be here at 4:33 from Carlson Financial. Carl joins us every Monday afternoon, and we talk about business and economics and finance and my road to financial freedom, because Carl happens to be my financial advisor. And I will tell you that Heidi and I are actually very happy with what he has been able to do. So we'll chat with him. We'll see what he's got to say, see what he's making of stuff. I think all of the buzz coming on the national stage about price controls, good Lord, that's a job killer. That's an economy killer. That's one of those pages, like right from Venezuela, from Cuba, the old Soviet Union. And you know that it's a really, really, really bad idea, because the buzz amongst Democrats now is that you don't need to worry. It'll never pass the House. Does that mean that they think they will be in control of the House and they won't pass price controls? Or are they saying, well, we're not going to be in control of the House, so it will never pass with the Republicans in control? I don't know. I don't know. There's a lot of let's read between the lines. There's a lot of, yeah, I hear what you're saying, but I also understand the context, the subtext. There's a lot more going on there. Tom Cotton is a senator, not our senator. You know, we've got Tiny Tim Kaine, who is running for re-election. All the polls that I'm seeing with Tiny Tim Kaine and Hung Cao, I hate to say it, Tiny Tim Kaine is doing well. Now, of course, a lot of that is Northern Virginia. A lot of it is the swamp dwellers who make bad policy in the district and then come back to Virginia and hide from the bad policy they've made. But they're all on board with Tiny Tim Kaine. I haven't seen Hung Cao out and about as much as some other candidates. Now, I know he's got an entire Commonwealth to deal with, so maybe he's visiting places that I'm unaware of, but I get everybody's schedule, so I worry about that. A little closer to home, you and I, if you're in that 5th Congressional District, hey, guess what? We're going to have a new congressman. And I am really very, very happy, very proud to say it's my friend John McGuire, who is just a rock-solid dude, and I'm excited about that. But anyway, so Tom Cotton is a senator. Again, not our senator. Our other senator, you remember, is, I swear, Mark Warner always looks like he's constipated. And, well, he does. Anytime you look at him, the man looks like he's trying to make a grumpy. But Tom Cotton is a senator for somebody else. And he was on ABC News with Jonathan Carl. And this is the one where I'm telling you, normally I watch these things or examine them and I'm thinking, I actually felt this close to sorry for this Jonathan Carl. Cut number two.
And President Trump is going to draw a sharp contrast with Kamala Harris, who has supported things like decriminalizing illegal immigration or giving taxpayer-funded health insurance to illegal aliens or taking away health insurance on the job for 170 million Americans, banning gas cars, confiscating firearms.
These are all positions. What do you mean taking away health insurance? What are you talking about?
She said when she ran for president that she wants to eliminate private health insurance on the job. Well, 170 million Americans, John.
Yeah, I mean that is not her position now. She knows.
How do you know that's not her medical position? How do you know that's not her position?
I mean, she says she no longer supports Medicare for all.
She has not said that. Okay. Maybe anonymous aides on a Friday night have said that, but the last thing that she said.
But
on
this was not a radical convention. I mean, she as you heard me go through with Bernie Sanders, she is not taking the positions of the far left of her party. She's clearly making an effort to move to the middle.
I did hear what you said to Senator Sanders, and yeah. I thought it was clear that he's very disappointed that she's taking these efforts not to change her positions, but to hide her positions, John. The American people are totally justified to conclude that Kamala Harris is a dangerous San Francisco liberal based on what she campaigned on the last time she ran for president and what this administration has done for the last 4 years. Again, you would have thought watching the Democratic convention last week that the Democrats are not in office, that they're not in power, that they're campaigning against an incumbent Republican, when in reality, she's been part of the failures of the Biden-Harris administration for 4 years. And when she campaigned for president in her own right, she did, in fact, promise things like decriminalizing illegal immigration and taking away health insurance.
But that's a position she's clearly changed on, and
no,
she has said she has changed. Yes,
no,
she has.
No, she has not. John, she has not said that.
Well, I don't know how to say this to you, Jonathan Carl, but you're wrong. Senator Tom Cotton is actually right. And I don't know how you go into a discussion with somebody like Tom Cotton and not be prepared. Jonathan Carl is a shameless shill. All right, we all know that. Tell me something I don't know. But he wasn't prepared at all. And when your defense amounts to, no way, that's not true, and it's easy to prove that it is true, you lose that one. And Tom Cotton, God bless, this man never loses a step. Have you noticed? He's always cool. He's always calm. He's always collected. And he points out the truth here. Vice President Harris is trying to have everybody believe that she just hasn't been part of this terrible nonsense coming from D.C. for the last 3.5 years. And then she would say, oh, by the way, here's all the stuff we did. Because some of the stuff she's proud of, like that disastrous Afghan withdrawal, she wants everybody to know she was the last person involved in that. It was her idea. Wow. That's one of those things I think, I would run as quickly as possible away from that one. How many Americans died? How many people lost their lives overall? How many people didn't make it out of Afghanistan as a result of that? How about the billions, not millions, but billions of dollars worth of American military equipment that was left behind for the terrorists of the Taliban? I don't know why you would be proud of that, but she's proud of that. Weird. You know, on my first day on the job, she keeps telling everybody, well, let me remind you of something. Your first day on the job, ma'am, was January the 20th, 2021. You've been on the job. Now, you may not have been doing the job well. That's subjective, but you objectively have been on the job January the 20th, 2021. Five Secret Service officials now have been placed on administrative duty because of the absolute disaster that was the attempted assassination of President Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania. Five. At least five. I'm just getting a note here that says it's at least five. Could be more. How many people were on her detail? How many people were involved in it? Because they didn't give them a big detail. You remember that? That was part of the problem in the first place. They turned down requests. They didn't have this. They wouldn't give them that. So it was a skeleton crew to begin with. those five, how many people at Secret Service headquarters do you think that includes? If he wins, and I am hopeful that he will. If he wins, he's got a clean house top to bottom and side to side. Remember he said before, oh, drain the swamp? He didn't go far enough. That swamp is really, really deep. And this time, you got to get yourself all the way to the bottom, clean it all out, and then move on with making America great again. Carl Carlson's going to be here at 4:33. I think Carl's got an idea or two about making America great again in terms of financial freedom. He'll share that with us at 4:33. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., my friend John Reed is going to be on the air. I almost said here. He's not going to be here. He's down in Bristol. He was there, I guess, over the weekend. He was broadcasting this morning from Bristol. It'll be broadcasting tomorrow from Bristol. And I'm looking forward to hearing what it is that he's got to say. That's tomorrow morning at 6. 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:21, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. A couple of moments from now, 4:33 to be exact, Carl Carlson's going to be here from Carlson Financial. Every Monday afternoon, he is kind enough to join us. We talk a little bit about the markets and business and economics and my road to financial freedom. Some great texts coming in here on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. Jeff, as fake and in the tank as ABC Network News is, they're still greedy. And they know a sit-down debate with notes equals lower ratings, so they will not go along with it. Interesting. 804, Tom Cotton embarrassed Jonathan Carl yesterday. I would say he did, but I don't think Jonathan Carl or, frankly, anybody like him are capable of being embarrassed. I really don't. Have you not noticed that about the leftists? What I take away from modern-day leftists is they're not capable of being embarrassed because they have convinced themselves that they are just so much smarter than you are, so much smarter than I am, and they're better than we are. I see it up close and personal all the time. Where you have a left winger who will tell you things like, "Oh, you know, I'm quote a moderate." Okay. Maybe you think you are, but then they start talking about those of us who are conservative, and they insult us, and they demean us, and they attack us. They don't like us. Just an important thing to note here. And you do have to remember that. All they do is attack. There are no policies per se. And I know most of us don't want to sit here and go through some. Well, let me see what subchapter 6, page 7 says. Wherefore and therefore. No, we like sort of going back and forth. But you know that those of us on our side of the aisle, we actually have things we believe in. And we know that they work. And we know that they help people. That's why reading this thing from Bobby Kennedy, which I have over on X, if you're not with me there, Jeff Katz Show, you ought to follow that, Jeff Katz Show on X. Bobby Kennedy says, hey, here's what MAGA means to me. You know what I'm going to do? A couple of folks reach out and say, could you read? I will. A little bit later, let's say in the 5 o'clock hour, I will actually just read it for you so that you know what it says if you haven't seen it yet on the social media. It's about the American dream. And it's funny to think that there are people who now are actively working against the American dream. Okay, 804 says, Jeff, I am a big fan, but I do find it a little rich that you are bragging about owning Tesla stock, especially since you and Stan have discussed the negative environmental conditions that electrical vehicles cause. Well, let me be clear. I love Tesla. I think it's a really cool product. I don't want one, but I want you to be able to buy one if you'd like one, right? Remember now, up until a couple of months ago, Virginia was ready to follow California. The Virginia Democrats said, yep, we're going along with whatever the California Democrats do, so we're going to outlaw gas and diesel. You won't be able to buy an electric-powered, you won't be able to buy anything except an electric-powered vehicle. thank God, Governor Youngkin, Attorney General Meagher stepped in there and said, no way. We're Virginia. We're proud of being Virginia. I want you to be able to buy an electric.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Vehicle. I want you to enjoy it. I think the technology is really, really cool. I don't want one. You do have to be aware of some of the considerations, though. That is a giant battery, a giant lithium battery. And I'm not entirely sure that we have figured out exactly how we ought to handle that when they stop working. So, yeah, I get what you're saying. But at the same time, it does make me that much closer to sleeping just as long as I want to. All right, Carl Carlson's coming up at 4:33. I got to remind you some stuff that's coming up on this here little program. September the 10th, Bill O'Reilly will be back with us. Really looking forward to that. And if you haven't gotten Brad Thor's newest book yet, you need to do that. I'm very, very happy to say one of the first interviews that he granted was with me. You got to enjoy the interview, I think. If you missed it, go on over to newsradiowrba.com, newsradiowrba.com. 4:26, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 4:34, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday. It's toasty. It's humid. Oh, do you want to hear this? Probably not, but I'm going to tell you anyway. The heat index, that's where they add all those numbers together. Not a numbers guy, no, but they add them all together. Could be 105 or higher on Wednesday. Now, I'm no meteorologist, but I'm telling you, that's hot. It's really hot. It's super hot. Coming up on September the 10th, please make a note of it. Our old pal Bill O'Reilly is going to be back with us. Hasn't been here for a bit. And, of course, he's busy cranking out yet another award-winning New York Times best-selling book. I go on vacation. I don't do much of anything. He goes on vacation. He writes another bestseller, but good for him. Carl Carlson is kind enough to join us each and every week. He joins us Mondays at 4:33, and that is where we are. And so, without further ado, let me welcome my friend Carl. Carl, I thank you for being here, sir.
When I go on vacation, I drink wine and eat pasta in Italy, but I think about my book.
Oh, you think about it. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you get any closer to it than just thinking about it is the question?
Yeah, maybe a little closer. Maybe a little closer.
Would you care for more wine? More pasta? Yeah, forget about it. Are you kidding
yes.
me? Yeah. Man, I like you, vacation means exactly that. And as you know, that's part of financial freedom, right? Is that vacation where you get to say, yeah, I just don't feel like writing my book today. I want to go somewhere else and not write my book.
That is a part of financial freedom. You got it.
Yeah. I got to ask you what was going to amount to a weird question, but of course we've known each other for years, so you're not in the least bit shocked or offended or hurt. You are my financial advisor, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And as such, you have a fiduciary responsibility to me, which means you're looking out for me.
Yes, that fiduciary responsibility means that the financial services firm, in this case, is required by law to act in the best interest of their clients,
right,
not themselves, which if you're not a fiduciary, most firms are, look, you know, they're going to sell you something that is going to be best for them. They make the most money on it, but may not be best for you, but as long as it's good enough for you, then it's legal.
And I want to be clear on this, Carl. Not every financial advisor, financial planner is, in fact, actually a fiduciary.
I would say 70% are not.
Wow.
And there's actually a little twist there where there are quite a few firms now that are both. And,
No, because what you just said to me is you are chocolate and vanilla. I'm sorry. You got to choose. How can you be a fiduciary looking out for me and not a fiduciary when you're not necessarily looking out for me? That doesn't work.
That doesn't seem to me to work either. But yeah, if you ask them if they're a fiduciary, they can say yes. But then they can turn right around and work in their own best interests.
Oh, my gosh.
Because they're registered under both.
Wow. All right. So here's
what right.
Yeah. Yeah. That, all right. So here's what I have to ask. And let me remind everybody, my friend Carl is here. Carl Carlson from Carlson Financial. Yes, he is my financial advisor. And Heidi and I are very happy with him. And he is my fiduciary and all that other good stuff. But I can test drive a car, right? If I decide tomorrow we need to get a new minivan, I can go to the minivan hut and say, I want to test drive that one and that one and that one. Or, yes, let me take the sports car out for a spin. I'm not really going to buy it, but I get to do the test drive. Can I test drive a financial advisor, a financial advisory firm?
So the question is maybe a little bit twofold. Number one, it can definitely make, so I would always recommend that someone at least by the age of 45, no later than 50, that they're beginning to work with a financial advisory firm that specializes in the latter years where you would begin to take money out of your investments to live on, because that is completely different strategies than if you're just 25 years old and we're going to grow.
Right.
That's much easier. But it gets a lot more complicated when you get closer to retirement and you're trying to make sure everything is set up right tax-wise. Because the more you can minimize your taxes in retirement, the more money you have to enjoy. And then different methods of withdrawing money from different accounts, like take some from your IRA and then take a little more from your Roth IRA.
Right.
And then take a little bit out of your savings account. And then next year, switch it around and do this. So, and it takes a while to set all that up ready to implement when you need the funds.
All right.
So definitely, right in that age time, great time to start. I'm going to test drive. I think this is where I want to go.
Okay.
But I'm going to give it a try ahead of time and make sure I'm comfortable so that by the time we get to retirement, we're good and solid and we got the firm that we want. And I would also say, I wouldn't always be specific about the advisor. You know, you're not necessarily looking for the financial advisor you want. You're looking more for the financial advisory firm that you want, because advisors can retire, change firms. You don't want to chase your advisor all over the country and all different kinds of firms. And you want a firm that you know if that advisor, maybe for some got in a car wreck and died, that they've got a great way to keep everything moving just like it was.
Right. I'm gonna brag a little bit on you, Carl. You don't have to. What I will tell people about Carlson Financial is that Carl has built a firm exactly like that. Now, there are great advisors, and you become friendly with them. But, yes, somebody could say, geez, I've decided I've always wanted to be a golf pro. That's it. I'm packing it up. I'm going to do that. Or, God forbid, something bad happens. But everybody within Carlson Financial has a place there, because Carl said, look, here's what our overarching concerns are. Here's the philosophy, the mission statement, all that other good stuff. What about somebody who's retiring this year, Carl? You want to give them them a hint or two, maybe? How do you turn on the retirement income once you say to your boss, hey, thanks, I'm out of here?
Yeah, generally my recommendation is don't say that until you're sure you're good. But why you've got to get that.
Yeah, none of those angry TikTok resignation letters. I got okay. So
yeah, right.
You got to turn
off. But
the
then
retirement.
Once you got it figured out, we already have it figured out how you're gonna get that monthly paycheck almost the way you're getting it now, all the way through retirement. As a matter of fact, I have several of our clients that get when they were working got paid every 2 weeks, mm-hmm. and when they retired, they wanted the same exact paycheck. Automatically hitting their account every 2 weeks, so it was like nothing ever happened. So
nice
ways to structure things.
I love that. I was listening the other day, Dave Ramsey. You know who Dave Ramsey is, right?
I believe I have heard of him.
Okay, yeah. I was listening to him the other day, and he said, hey, here's my advice for retirement, essentially for everybody, and, you know, very general things. Take retirement at age 62, take every single cent you get in retirement and invest it, you'll be just fine. Thoughts on that, just big picture?
That's a little bit scary. Yeah. So Dave would be one of those that really, he doesn't specialize on the distribution and withdrawal sides of retirement or financial freedom. He's a lot, number one, where he is absolutely best is someone that is trying to learn how to manage their money and they got a whole bunch of credit card debt and they're trying to turn that around and start
yep.
saving money.
That's right.
He's fantastic for helping those people
right.
and to begin then to save a little bit. And he's great there, but when you begin to get a handle on all of that, and now
yeah.
you're building investments, it's not as good on that side.
All right. Well, that's why
yeah.
I've got you, because as Heidi pointed out, Carl is your advisor, not Dave. Put down that memo you were taking. You take all your money now. You're gonna throw it. New Balance.
Go Heidi.
Yeah, go Heidi.
Another pair of Easy Spirit shoes under the Christmas tree this year.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, we own Tesla and we own New Spirit. Tesla, we have the stock, thanks to you. And New Spirit, we just got an inventory that grows every flipping day. I don't know what it is, but what are you going to do? Hey, Carl, I want people to have a great experience with this. As you know, it is scary for some folks. I always send people to connectwithcarlson.com just to kind of dip their toe in a little bit. You want to give them some advice about what they'll find at connectwithcarlson.com and then, you know, give everybody your phone number, because I know they're going to have questions.
So I think a great place to start there at connectwithcarlson.com is our retirement checklist that you just, it's a little booklet there that helps you go down and are you ready? Check this. Next question. Yes or no? Next question. Really helps you prep. And then there's a little something in there too that I think we've got about six different booklets in there for folks that deal towards retirement. The tax one is really good too. So jump on there, take a look. Those are free downloads. That's for your clients. So all those great listeners, Jeff Katz Radio. And then if they want to talk to us, they can reach out at carlsonfinancial.com or call us at 844-CARLSON.
You are the best, my friend. I will look forward to chatting with you in the not-too-distant future. Be well. That is Carl Carlson from Carlson Financial. As I've said, I don't know if it's full disclosure or whatever those terms are. He's my guy. Heidi and I went to him, and it's a heavy lift, right? I got two boys I got to help put through college. Not all. I told you what the deal was. You won't have to take out student loans. I'm not paying for college. You're going to work, you're going to get any scholarships that you earn, you're going to, you know, all that stuff. But what's left over when they say, oh, you just sign here and you get a loan, that's when dad comes in. So we got to do that, and we got to take care of Julia, not only as long as we're around, because we're going to go before she does, right? That's the way this is supposed to work. So we got to take care of Julia for years to come. And other financial guys, I'm just going to tell you, said, yeah, no thanks. Carl said, absolutely. let's help your family do what needs to be done. So that's why I'm happy to chat with them any chance I get. 446, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 452, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. I just need to spend a little time with Susanna Hoffs. That's all. I know what the restraining order said, but that's irrelevant. I love Susanna Hoffs. I always have. Hey, Bob Good is back in the news. Good Lord! He will not go away. He lost, you know, this primary election to John McGuire. He at first said he supported Trump, then he didn't support Trump, then he did this, and President Trump came in, put his name with John McGuire's, if you will, and said, hey, John's my guy. And Bob Good still put up campaign signs with President Trump's name, trying to trick people into believing that President Trump had endorsed him. Well, anyway, that's not what this is about. He's now filed a lawsuit, apparently, because he believes that a number of counties in the 5th Congressional District billed his campaign too much for the recount that he requested. You remember what happened, right? John McGuire beat him in the primary. And rather than say, well, it was a hard-fought race, I thought I was the better guy, the voters in the 5th District disagreed, and so, John, you've got my support, I wish you the best of luck. Instead of that, Bob Good went off and pouted and cried and whined and moaned and demanded a recount. And he had to pay for it. Well, guess what? He now claims that he was billed too much. The Bob Good for Congress campaign estimates it was billed $3,684.16 improperly in terms of mileage expenses. And Bob Good also contends that his campaign was charged more than $5,000 for fully catered meals provided to the observers employed by both candidates as well as media members. What? They were feeding media members? Where was my invitation? Nah, I wouldn't have gone. That's true. When the court ordered the recount, the filing alleges, it merely said coffee and snacks were all they were going to be responsible for. What could I tell you? No, I probably would. No, but you had people from both sides and media. So you would have had the Bob Good people. You would have had the John McGuire people and then the media people. I may shy away from hanging the tag media around myself because I see what it is that it's become, but I think I would still qualify. I think. But anyway, so that is going to be working its way through the Goochland County court system. Wow. I don't know. 804 reaching out on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Hey, Jeff, what will Kamala Harris want next? Will she want a teleprompter? Absolutely. TOTUS, teleprompter of the U.S., is probably what she's looking for. It would be nuts, huh? 804 says, hey, Jeff, you know, they just took away Bobby Kennedy's Secret Service detail. That's true. And Jeremy, let me just say this to you. There are a lot of people on the text line saying that Miss South Carolina had something to say that was reminiscent of Kamala Harris, and Kamala Harris said things that were reminiscent of Miss South Carolina. Now, I missed that, so do me a favor. See if there is such a Miss South Carolina thing. Let's see if we can share that with everybody. Jeff, what about those 800,000 jobs that they somehow misreported? Yeah. Yeah. What are you going to do, right? Stuff happens tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. John Reed's going to be on the air. He's joining us from Bristol. And tomorrow afternoon, KC from KC and the Sunshine Band is going to be joining me. Good day tomorrow. It is 4:56, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.